Hi, my name is Teal, and I'm your host for the SweatNet The Amazing Podcast, where we share stories of amazing women who live in our communities. My hope is that you will feel encouraged and inspired after listening to each episode. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be Amazing Podcast on SweatNet. I'm your host, Seal, and I'm excited. Today is episode 51. And before we get to my guest, you know I got to talk about the upcoming event, the Be Amazing Weekend, happening October 15th and 16th. Make sure you go to the website, beamazingweekend.com, to check out for all the details. It is an all-women's weekend. We have a focus on health and fitness. We have events pretty much for everyone. The first event is the 5K, Be Amazing 5K Walk Run, which is being held at the Charlotte Motor Speedway. It is to benefit Girls on the Run of Greater Charlotte. And then on Saturday, you can come and participate. You can, if you've got that inner athlete and you want to take the stage, you can do so in the Miss Be Amazing Bikini competition in the morning, or come back and join us at 2 o'clock in the afternoon for the Be Amazing Showcase. This is a non-competitive runway show. It is an opportunity to celebrate your journey and share your story and be inspired by other women. It's an awesome opportunity to connect and a bonding experience for you and your girlfriends. So let's make this a weekend together. And then all together that night, we're going to celebrate at this huge Be Amazing Gala, which is just one big party. We're going to have full-on dinner, and then from there we have a dance party, and we do have some special entertainment that I don't want you to miss. It's a Men in Bras runway show benefiting Carolina Breast Friends. So much, y'all, that weekend that's going to be amazing. I hope that you will join us. I want to give a shout-out to all of my sponsors: Strong Fitness Magazine, Burn Bootcamp, Glow Body, SweatNet, Start to Finish, Run Charlotte Run, Forward Motion, Grace Communications, Misguidance Suits, Reframe Your Biz, Tattoo Projects, and recently Premier Gynecology came on board. If you are interested in being a sponsor, send an email to itseal@gmail.com to find out what we have available and how you can get involved. So again, go to beamazingweekend.com to check out all the events, and you can register there. Now, it's time to talk about my guest this week. Her name is Lindsay Bushnell. When Lindsay was approaching the age of 30, she decided she wanted to get into better shape, and she literally jumped all in. Not having worked out much outside playing softball her entire life, Lindsay got introduced to fitness classes at Burn Bootcamp. She loved the experience so much that 3 months later, she purchased a Burn Bootcamp franchise. Now the owner of two locations, with three new ones opening soon, Lindsay is sharing her passion for fitness and helping women become their greatest selves. Once realizing and unlocking her own potential in life, she has dedicated the rest of hers to helping other women do the same. Listen in and get introduced to this amazing wife, mother, trainer, and entrepreneur. You can also meet Lindsay in person at the Be Amazing events here in Charlotte, October 15th and 16th, as we are honored to have Burn Bootcamp as one of our incredible sponsors for the Be Amazing Weekend. Stay tuned for this incredible conversation with Lindsay.
Welcome to the show, Lindsay. I'm so glad to have you on the show today.
I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me and letting me come talk to you for a little bit. This is fun.
Oh yeah, this is gonna be great. Well, before we get started, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I have been living in Charlotte for the last about 8 years. I'm originally from Florida, a former military wife. So that took us kind of all around a little bit, lived in a few different places, and then settled here in Charlotte. And my husband retired from the military. So we kind of got to figure out what we wanted to do next. And in that, I had two boys. And after my second, I was kind of like, I was about to turn 30. I felt like I didn't know who I was. I felt like I didn't have an identity and I felt lost. So I'm like, you know what? My first thing I want to do is I want to get in shape and I want to feel good about myself. And so I started going to Burn Bootcamp, and within 2 weeks, I was totally hooked. And within 3 months, I had bought a franchise and kind of started down that path. So now I own two Burn Bootcamp locations with another three coming in the Charlotte area. And I'm a trainer, and I got to quit corporate America. So, and I get to be a mom all the time, which is awesome.
Girl, that's a lot.
It's a lot. Yeah.
but it's so cool. And I want to back it up to, you know, you wanted to get in the best shape. Going back though, were you active prior to that? Like, have you always been active?
Yeah, so I played softball since I was 5. I actually still play in a rec league. So I'm sure my parents are appreciative that I've used all my skills that they had to pay for when I was younger, and I used it throughout life. But so I played all through up until I went to college. And then once I went to college, I didn't know what to do because I'd always been so active in sports that I didn't know how to work out or on my own. So I dabbled in it, but not really. I kind of gained some weight in college. And then I met my husband, who was very active in the gym, and he was more into weightlifting. And I had personal trainers and all that because I needed the accountability, and I just couldn't stay with it. So my main thing that I did throughout my 20s was run. And I would pretty much just run like 3 miles a day. And unfortunately, that just caught up with me. And things started, my knees were failing, my hips were failing. And I realized, okay, maybe like 3 miles a day is a little excessive for my body. But that was it. So I'd never really done anything outside of running and a gradual, like, I'm like, oh, I'll go do a squat over here. That's about it.
So, and I love that you have some history of that, but that it really didn't take shape until after you had your kids. And you go to Burn and you fall in love with Burn, but what triggered you to go from, this is my place and I'm gonna work out and this is motivating me? I mean, that was such a quick jump from being a client, you know, being a client to, I wanna own one of these.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it is crazy. And it's also like, kind of to really quick touch on your point, is that I'm so big on like, your life is never over at a certain age, ever. You're never at a, if you're 40, 50, 60, like you can start fitness, you can start your dream, you can start anything you want at any age, at any point in your life. And I think that's really important. But yeah, so when I started Burn, I walked in and I fell in love with like the support and the empowerment and the lack of judgment. And I mean, the workouts were so hard, but I still found myself motivated to go the next day, even though during the 45 minutes, I'm like, I want to die or I'm going to throw up. Not sure which, but then I'm like, I'll see you guys tomorrow. I'll be back. And you know, I'm also a former athlete. So I feel like that kind of channeled, I felt that channel back again, and I hadn't felt that in a long time. And so then Devin, who owned it, he started franchising, and I went to my husband and I was just like, this is it. Like, I want to spread this. I want to be a part of this mission. I totally agree with it. We'd always wanted to own a gym anyways. So it all just kind of perfectly aligned in that moment.
That's awesome. And I love that it's like, you knew this was it. Like, you knew this is what you were supposed to do. And what were you doing prior to that? So what were you doing in corporate?
So I was a communications manager for an aerospace business. And I loved it. It was great, but it was so funny because kind of leading up to owning this business, I was noticing things in corporate America that you know, everyone that works in it notices. Like, I wanted to make change, even if it was small change that didn't impact people, I wanted it to at least impact the business. And the changes that I was trying to make, I just kept being told no, no. And I'm like, well, why? Well, just because we've never done that. We don't want to do that. We don't want to change. I'm like, oh. So that really kind of just started to get to me because I'm like, well, I want to make a difference. I want to make an impact. And even if it's not on people, at least I want to feel that way in what I do. And so that's why when I got to Burn, I was just like, oh, if I could impact like not just a business, but people and have an impact on their lives and show them the transformation that I was able to learn, like that's what every single woman should have. And so that became my mission almost immediately, is I wanted everyone to realize like, you are capable and nothing can stop you except your own self.
Well, your energy and your vibes are crazy good. And everything that you're talking about, y'all, I'm telling you right now, I walked into her gym and there along the wall, there are like all of these photos. And it's like, it's transformation photos of people that have been putting in the work. But just the vibe itself, like your vibe alone, like is so inspiring. And it comes from such an authentic place. Now, do you have like a specific client story or maybe somebody that you've worked with that to this day just still like, like still touches your heart and like what keeps you going forward?
Yeah, I have so many, but one that really stands out is I was training a camp and a woman like mid camp. And so like I had a woman in a wall sit against the wall and it was a leg day. So I walk over and I like kind of sit down the wall, sit next to her and everything. And she's like, hey, while you're here, like, okay. She's like, I just wanted to tell you that I applied for a job that's a big promotion for me. And I never would have applied for that job before I started Burn, ever. I never would have had the confidence to just even submit my resume or put my name in the hat or anything. And she goes, and I got the job and the promotion. And I like, right now it makes me want to cry, but because the feeling, I was just like, oh my gosh, thank you for sharing. And I got up and I walked away and I was just bawling, like tears. I couldn't stop it, because that to me, it's not, and I know we've chatted about this, like, it's not about the transformation physically. It's about that. And the fact that someone wanted to pull me away to say that like Burn has had that impact on their life, to me meant so much more than like, hey, I lost 5 pounds, or hey, you know, I fit in a size smaller jeans, which is also great and also should be celebrated. But my mission always was for someone to be their greatest self and to learn that about themselves. And I felt like in that moment, like, I get so emotional about it, but I felt like in that moment, I had seen that happen. And that still goes down as one of my top moments that I think I've ever had in the last like five and a half years.
That's so incredible, because I feel like that, and that's probably why we connect the way we do, because the passion that you have for people and the passion that you have far beyond what they do to their physical bodies, the passion of seeing them become more confident, stronger physically, that's awesome, but it's the strength on the inside. And when you see that transformation happen, it is overwhelming. And the feeling of seeing them rise up and be every, you know, take that step to be a better version is just like, it's everything.
Yeah, I agree. And I think I know you see it too all the time. Like people, they'll go into whatever they're going to do in fitness, but they commit to a lifestyle change. And we already know when they go to do that, what they're going to change their life and not just their lifestyle, but they go into it, into this new fitness routine or whatever, thinking like, you know, I'm going to get stronger. I'm going to do this. I have their physical goals, but they don't realize after that, like within that happening, how much in their life is going to change in who they are, their confidence. And I just think that's the coolest part truly about what fitness is.
Well, I'm so excited because you all have aligned yourselves with Be Amazing, and you are one of our sponsors for the Be Amazing Weekend. And I couldn't be more thrilled because it is such a perfect match with just your heart and what you're doing with Burn and what I'm doing with Be Amazing and coming together. Like, I think we're going to impact more lives, and to do it together is going to be freaking amazing.
I know. I get so like, I get goosebumps every time you post pictures and everything for the weekend. I'm like, oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah. I can't wait either. I was telling you earlier, I was like, when's it going to get here? Like, I'm kind of getting impatient. I'm like, let's go. Come on, October. But kind of, you know, going along these lines of talking about transformation and the strength and confidence. And I really think you have a message for women, and I just want to give you an opportunity. If there was a woman out there that might be listening, that is struggling, like you said, struggling with finding herself, maybe just finding herself in general, or maybe it's she had like routine and she was in the gym and she had this program and she's not been able to find herself again. What kind of advice would you give to them?
I would say find something. Don't give up. Don't give up. You know, I don't think that one fitness thing is better than another. And I've never felt that. I'm not here to be like Burn Bootcamp is the one and only, because it's not. And I think that there is something for every single person. And if like maybe you went to something and it was too hard, it's supposed to be hard. It's going to be hard. And I think it's just a matter of kind of coming to terms with that and trying it again, trying it again, and trying it again. And if it turns out it's not something for you, okay, then that's not for you. Go to the next thing until you find something that really works for you and fits for you. And I think sometimes women just give up and or they feel selfish. That's a really big one too that I hear, is that I just don't like, if I'm not at work or doing this, then I should be with my husband. I should be with my kids. I should be doing this. And the, you know, that saying that I think is the biggest cliche, however I'm using it, you know, you can't pour from the empty cup, is it. And like getting yourself healthy is going to lead you to be a better boss or employee or be a better wife or be a better mom. It leads you all to that. And it's never selfish to take care of yourself, even, you know, in your health journey. And I want to go get a massage. I want to go get my nails done. That's never being selfish. That's called self-care. And we need that in our lives, or else, like, I mean, frankly, to go on a deep level, like, what's the point of life? Like, you gotta enjoy it a little bit too, right? I mean, you can't just be here to like work, you know, work at work and then work at home and go to bed and wake up and do it all over again.
No, it's so important to refuel yourself, like, and taking time to do that. That's one thing that I know for myself has not always been easy either. And it's like, just do, like, whether it's like shutting the phone down, I think that's a big thing. Shut the IG off for a little bit. I almost took a week. It's been like three, I think it may have been last week. I can't remember. I took a week where it was like, I just knew that I could look at it for a minute, but then I had to put it away the rest of the time because I just felt super drained and I didn't feel like I had anything to contribute. And you know, when you get to that point, like, it's really important to take that step back. So I so appreciate what you're saying with self-care, and I chime right in with you and would say, you know, take the time. But I do want to go back to what you said. It's going to be hard. And I think that sometimes, you know, we don't really talk about that, but it is going to be hard. It's not easy. Like, it's not an easy thing to walk into a gym if you haven't been in a gym for 9 months or you've never been in a gym in your life. It's just not easy.
No. And I think if once you, and most women that I've seen that end up stepping foot in the gym, most of them know that. And kind of that's what got them there, and they don't give up. But I've definitely had some that don't know that. And I wanted to just like be their cheerleader and be like, just come again tomorrow, come again tomorrow, because I was that person. I mean, I was so out of shape. I remember walking in to the gym and everyone's wearing like, you know, Lululemon or all this type of stuff. I had no idea. I'd never even heard of it. I was like, what is this? And I'm wearing like these old sweatpants that I'd gotten like 10 years prior. They were like, still had the flare at the bottom and a like oversized t-shirt that was huge. And like, I was like, wow, I don't look like anybody. I don't fit in. I'm overweight. I couldn't do much. I was coming off of a second C-section. And on top of that, I just had no strength whatsoever. And so that my first day, we were doing a hill sprint up and you had to do like 5 before your workout was over. So that was our finisher. And by the time I did my 5, because I was like, oh, I have to do 5. I can't stop at 4. I was running back in and women were walking out with their keys. They had already finished. They stretched, they got all their stuff and they were walking out to the parking lot before I'd even like made it back in huffing and puffing. But that didn't make me feel bad. Like it's easy to feel bad about that. And that's a lie. I felt a little discouraged, but nobody made me feel bad. Nobody made me feel like, oh, wow, look at you coming in so late. You know, I was still getting the high fives and the, hey, great job, girl, way to finish and that sort of thing. And you know, I think that's really important too, is having that support around you. And if you don't have that support around you, if you have the opposite, that's not the type of environment that you need to surround yourself with at all.
And I think that's where you've done such an incredible job of what you offer at Burn, just in your location itself. When people walk in, that they already know, they feel like accepted for who they are and where they are. And that you're there to be there, like you said, you're there to be their cheerleader. So just give it that opportunity to let this community surround you, and within, I'm sure within, it didn't take long, it doesn't take long for someone to feel like they are part of it.
Exactly. Not at all. And it's really cool. We have these like focus meetings where we do measurements and body fat, but we also talk about goals, and maybe they're, you know, physical goals, or maybe they're like, I want to be able to do a pull up or whatever it is. But the first thing we ask is like, what's your why? Why are you here? And when you have people actually start to think about it, it's amazing how much more they stick with it. Because it's like, I had one woman that sat down with me, and she goes, oh, easy. I want to be able to have the energy to play with my kids, and I don't have that right now. And I looked at her and I'm like, you're going to get that energy. Like, you could just tell. I'm like, that is the type of why that will get you to any goal that you want to accomplish.
And I'm sure with that, you see somebody's why change. Like, they come in with the first why.
Yep.
And then ask them months later and see how it has changed.
I love the people that come in like, I just want to lose weight, and I don't want to be muscular. I don't want to be bulky at all. I just like, so strength days, you know, they're going for like the low weights and everything. And, you know, I'm just like, okay, all right. So it's teaching, right? It's teaching. But then all of a sudden 6 months later, it's like, I want muscle. I want to put some muscle on. I'm like, yeah, girl.
Those are the words we love to hear. Like,
exactly.
Like that. Yes, I want to grab that heavier set of weight.
Exactly. I'm like, yes, that's it right there. I love it so much.
Oh my gosh. I love that too. Cause like, I hear that all the time. Now I just want to be toned, but don't like, I don't want to look like, you know, manly or like, you know, and then it is true. And then you find them like a year later and they're like busting it out in the gym and standing in front of the mirror, and you got guys on the side. It doesn't matter anymore. Like, and they feel strong. Like, it's awesome. I love it.
I know, that's the best feeling. It's so good. And like, women should be strong. That's exactly what we should be.
100%. And that strength goes, like you said, both ways. It's inside and outside, and it affects on how you carry yourself and just how you feel about yourself. And I think it's so important. Well, I'm going to kind of jump from all of this to now talking about your personal fitness.
Yeah. So
what is your favorite type of workout?
So obviously I do burn workouts. I do some strength training with my husband, but I love Metcon. So like anything that gets your heart rate up with weights is my jam completely. Like, give me thrusters and cleans and all that sort of thing, and I'm here for it. But like, I actually love burpees too. I love burpees.
Yes, you and I, right here. Yeah. I can high five you on that, girl. I'm all about some burpees.
Thank you. I love them. I totally love them. But like anything else that's cardio that does not involve like a weight or like, cause I'm like, all right, push-ups, cool. I'm getting stronger. Like, I'll do the burpees. This is good. No, like running. Now I hate running. I hate running. I'm so bad at it. I'm so slow. It's like, no, don't put me down for that type of cardio. And then arm days. I love arm days. So strength in general is kind of up my alley.
That's awesome. What song? Is there like a song on your playlist, or like, do you have a certain song that like puts you right in zone?
No, I'm kind of all over the place with my music, but I mean, I'm going to totally go probably cliche, like late 90s with, what is it? The Eminem song from the movie.
Eight Mile, right there.
Like, yes.
Lose Yourself, 8 Mile soundtrack.
The minute that comes on, I'm like, yes, I'm ready to get after this. Let's go.
Yes, that's on my playlist. It's on every single one of them. It's like, as soon as I know I need like that kick, like it's time to like, my hoodie goes on, my beats go on, like it's all business.
Yeah, you start hearing the beat at the beginning, it's like, oh, we're getting after it now.
It's time. Well, before we wrap this up, do you have anything else on your heart that you want to share?
No, not really. I think, you know, for me, it just really is about realizing and unlocking your potential. And I think the thing that breaks my heart the most with women that I meet and talk to is when they think that their life is over. Like, this is what, this is the cards they've been dealt. This is the life they have. This is the body they have. And that's, and they're just gonna deal with it. And like, I don't love it, but this is just kind of where I'm at. I'm like, no, it's not. Like, you can, it kind of like what I said earlier, it doesn't matter where you're at today. It matters what you're going to do today to make you a different version of yourself tomorrow. And if you can just focus on small little things to get you there, change can happen, and you can totally have anything that you want, and you can accomplish anything you want. And that's, to me, so important for women to understand. And I know that I can sit here and say it all day and they're like, oh yeah, whatever, it worked for you, it doesn't work for everybody. But it truly can. And you know, I would have said that too 7 years ago. And it's been really cool to see my own potential unlock. But now I really have just devoted the rest of everything that I want to do into like doing that for other women and having them realize like, you can have whatever you want. You can be whoever you want to be. Don't surround yourself with a toxicity. Don't, you know, what you surround yourself will kind of feed into who you are. And I think that that's a really important piece. And once people can start to like get the toxicity out of their life and start surrounding themselves more with the positivity and the inspiration, then they're going to be a little bit more of that. And they're going to feed into that. And that energy is going to go into what they do moving forward. And they're going to start to set goals. And I think it's just so important to know that you're, no matter what age you are, no matter where you're at in life right now, it can and will change. But the only person that can do that is you.
That's so right on. And just to add to it, like the energy you put out is the energy you attract. So you just said that pulling all the toxicity out, letting go of all the negative, start putting out the energy that you want, start putting out the good vibes and what you want back. And that's a huge part of making progress and moving forward. And I think you do such a beautiful job with that and creating that environment for the women that come and the men that come to burn. So this has just been such a joy and a great conversation today. And I'm just so, number one, grateful that we met and that,
I know.
Because we share so much in common, but just this, it just fires me up. It fuels me to hear what you're doing for women. And I'm honored that you all are going to be a part of Be Amazing, but I just want to thank you for today. Thank you today for the conversation. And I know someone who's listening is going to be inspired and touched by what you shared.
Well, thank you so much. And thank you for, you know, giving me the opportunity and for the conversation and inviting me to do this. It was so much fun. I think conversations with you are awesome. And I always walk away from our conversations really inspired. And so thank you for all that you do too.
Right on. Thank you, Lindsay.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you for joining me today. If you like the podcast, please like and share this with other women in your life. You can find out more about Sweatnet on sweatnet.com or follow them on Instagram at Sweatnet and Sweatnet Charlotte. You can follow me personally on Instagram at @itsealsmart. Stay tuned for the next episode of the Sweatnet Be Amazing podcast.